Today on the Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the haunted Rock Island Roadhouse with Candy Slater. Now, another place I wanted to ask you about was in room 431. And I was reading that there's a spirit associated with that room that physically assaults people.
For example, one of the people that he assaulted was, there was a gentleman who came to an event there. And it's okay to be a skeptic. I mean, I myself in the beginning was a skeptic, but this person came in. Oh, this is bullshit. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Was getting very disrespectful, like took a plunger that was down in the basement and acted like it was a part of a male anatomy and going, I'm going to do this and that to the spirits. I'm going to do this and that. And, you know, mocking them, making fun of them. And we got to free roam time and this person was up on the fourth floor. And all of a sudden he comes down crying and went outside and refused to go back in the building. And we're like, what is wrong? He says, well, I was up on four and all of a sudden I just got put, you know, outside of that room. I got pushed up against the wall and I saw my whole life flash before my eyes. I won't go back in there. And to this day, he has not come back and will not set foot in the building.
Well, and I think right there is a good lesson for everyone listening. Like, being a skeptic is one thing, but taunting it and making fun of it, and that's just so disrespectful.
Exactly.
And everybody says that. You know, people who have experience, like you, your husband, will all say, don't ever do that. Don't be taunting it. And then I think there are some people who watch the wrong people on YouTube who are doing those taunting things, but they're kind of doing it for entertainment purposes. I think a lot of that's edited. Like, this is some scary stuff you're messing with.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's very unknown. You don't know what you're messing with. And so why not go in respectfully, even if you don't believe in it? Go in respectfully and look at the history of the building. Like, listen to the stories that people are telling you. Have some respect.
Exactly. And, you know, you don't want somebody coming into your house telling you how to do things or disrespecting you in your house. So we always look at it as you don't go into their house and disrespect them.
And that's exactly what he did.
Yep.
And now he'll never go back.
He'll never go back. From what we hear, he hasn't even gone on any paranormal at all anymore. He's scared to death of it.
Well,
and it didn't have to be. Had he just gone in and been respectful, he would have had some amazing experiences like the rest of us did that night.
And you have a lot of paranormal groups in and out of there. What kind of stories have you heard from them? Have you heard some pretty good or seen some pretty good evidence that they've collected?
Oh, a lot of pictures, videos, John Looney especially loves to go after mediums. So he loves to hop into mediums. So we get that. A lot of people hearing voices, footsteps, you name it. We've heard it. Yeah. Like, just like that video that you saw with the scream, you know, we get stuff like that all the time. Al Capone, John Looney, all those names I mentioned previously. What teams have had interaction with them.
And what I find so amazing about that video that's on the Facebook page is that a lot of times when there's an EVP, a lot of times they'll be like, listen, you'll hear, run. And then I listen to it and I'm like, I really don't hear anything. Or I hear kind of something, but now they've put that in my head. So I'm listening for run. That video was really interesting to me because I didn't know what I was going to hear. And then you hear this screaming. And so at first I was like, oh my God, the poor woman got the crap scared out of her. And then I realized, wait a minute, that's not the one woman in the building. You know, that was just captured by a security camera.
Exactly. Exactly.
And you don't hear a lot of recordings that are that clear.
No, that was great, eh? That was when Lisa sent that one to me and says, oh my God, listen to what happened. It was like, oh my God, that was perfect. Yeah. You, it doesn't get any clearer than that.
No, and it's absolutely a woman screaming.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have it set up to where people can come in? Is it like a weekend thing they can investigate? Do you do it throughout the week, or how do you even set up the investigations? Do you guys have nights set up where you have a group hunt and people can join you? Because a lot of times people don't know how to do it on their own, or they don't have the equipment.
We do have events like New Year's Eve. We just had a New Year's Eve investigation. People came, they investigated, we did a New Year's countdown. And because it is a furniture store, this is one of the things that makes this location unique. It's a furniture store. So there's rooms there that have mattresses on them. So if you bring your own pillows, blankets, sleeping bags, you got a bed to sleep in for the night. So Lisa will let you have the building usually as early as 5:00 PM until 7 or 8 the next morning. So you stay there overnight. It's, like $350 for 6 people, $50 each additional person. You tell her what night you want to come. She'll give you a tour if you'd like one. You know, tell you some of the history of the building, and then you do your investigating. So you got a place to sleep if you want to sleep.
Which I don't know how you could in that building. But if you're really pooped out and you kind of need to relax for a few minutes, because I don't think I could sleep in that building. I would be just laying there waiting for the next sound. I'm like, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen?
Oh, you hear all sorts of things. And yeah.
And I talk to a lot of investigators who, and I do think it's a wise idea, is you go into the building without any equipment necessarily, or not hooking up your equipment immediately, just sitting and listening to the building.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you do that there. Is it kind of a lot going on, or does it depend on the day?
There's usually always something, but like, for example, not this Saturday, but the Saturday before last, we went down and we were just sitting in there. We got there maybe a half hour before Lisa, and we were just sitting there and we were sitting in the recliners, and all of a sudden, shadow figure after shadow figure, you could hear so many noises. And it was just like, it was incredible. It was as if people were walking all over the place. It was amazing. So yeah, the best is sit there and listen for a while.
Mm-hmm. Do you find, as much as you're in that building, do you find that the energy in it changes from day to day? Like some days you might walk in and just pick up on it, especially your husband, I'm going to guess, can really pick up on it. Like some days it's just heavy and dark. Other days it might feel a little bit lighter. Do you feel like that, or does it kind of always feel the same?
It changes occasionally. Sometimes, especially after maybe a team has gone in, depending on, you know, what their energy was and what they brought in. Things change. They love Lisa there, the spirits do. So she's always, you know, it's always good, but you can feel the energy shift from time to time.
And you have to wonder too, with some of the groups, because y'all aren't in there with them all night, every night, that some of them might do the taunting thing and kind of get them ramped up. That
right,
would make some
right.
sense. That they've
yeah.
kind of pissed them all off. Like, we're irritable.
Oh, yeah.
They were here bugging us all night.
we've had sessions where the spirits have told us, oh, we don't like this person. We didn't like that. Or, they tell things that have happened.
Now, have you had some groups in that just couldn't deal with it and had to leave?
There have been, yes.
Yeah. I could see that because, like, they're physically touching you there, you know, and there's some angry spirits. Looney, Helen, these are people who weren't happy, nice people in life. So in the afterlife, not a lot's going to change there.
Exactly. It's very interesting. Like John Looney, if you call him Mr. Looney, like when Derek and I are in the building, we don't even call him by John or John Looney. It's Mr. Looney. If you're giving him that respect, he's much better than, say, the guy who went in and taunted him.
Right.
You know, and he's slowly learning, you know. Be nice to Derek. Derek will listen to you, but Derek also needs his time. So, yeah.
But, you know,
we're working on something special. And we had the most incredible session. We weren't even planning on a session. We're working with a company to do something special at the Paracon. And Lisa, Derek, and I had this person on speakerphone, and we were talking to them about what we would like to do. And all of a sudden, Derek is like, and you got to understand why this is so crazy, because Derek is quiet. Okay. Derek he doesn't talk a lot. And all of a sudden Derek goes, guys, I got something to say. I think this, and this. And he just, you know, was giving all sorts of ideas. And he says, well, Helen is saying this, and John Looney is saying that. Like, he went down the line. The spirits came to Derek and were talking to him, saying, we want to give our input on this.
Now, that's really interesting. So they had some ideas on how they wanted it done.
They had their input on something, and yeah.
Now, I do have a question about Derek, because I'm fascinated by him now. Like at your home, does he pick up on things at your home or other places that you go? So unexpectedly, you guys are being tourists and you go into some place you haven't gone into before. And Derek's like, whoa, 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 whoa. So does he pick up on things frequently like that? Unexpectedly?
All the time. All the time. That's why we have to keep our house locked down pretty much. He's got it. No, you don't. Only certain, like our spirit guides, our deceased family members, that's all that he allows in our house. He's got the house pretty much locked down, because otherwise, yeah.
What's,
like a lot of mediums, he'd be bothered all day
constantly.
And night.
What's the technique that he uses to lock it down?
I don't know all of what he does. I kind of leave that to him. So, you know, we do some stuff with some crystals and different things like that. But a lot of it is stuff he personally does. So I don't have all those details. Yeah. I apologize.
Oh, that's okay. Now I need him to come on the show so I can just interview him about what it's like to have his brain. I think that would be fascinating. Because
I'll send you a clip that we got at the I keep calling it the YMCA, at the Roadhouse with Derek. We were up on the fourth floor right outside of John Looney's room. And we didn't even realize it at the time, because Lisa does have static cameras throughout the building that people can watch live streaming from her location 24/7 on the Spirit Realm Network. And so we were just up on the fourth floor, and I said, you know, Derek, are you okay? And he's like, yeah. And you hear Lisa say, yep, he's got it shut off. And all of a sudden, Derek sees John Looney walking towards him. And John Looney jumped into him. And all of a sudden, you hear me go, no, 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 who am I talking to? Because as I looked at Derek, his face was almost literally transforming right in front of me. Like, I was not looking at my husband at all. Like, the eyes, he just looked so evil. And Lisa, you see her all of a sudden look at him. And she's like, oh, no, 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 we're out of here. And as we start to walk him away down, you know, down the hall to take him off that floor, you hear him go, what are we doing? Where are we going? What, you know, what's going on here? And the minute that, the second that happens, the REM pod in John Looney's room goes off. So it's like he went into Derek. At the second he came out of Derek, he went right back into his room and set equipment off. We get downstairs and Lisa and I both say, this right here, and we point to the same picture. We're like, this is what was looking at us.
Wow. And how does Derek feel about that when something like that happens? I would find it scary because you don't want that to happen.
Yeah, he's learning how to make sure stuff like that doesn't happen. You know, he can channel. So when he invites something, he can invite something in, you know, and then also kick it out. But yeah, he's learning how to prevent that to happening.
I would imagine every time he leaves there too, there's got to be some things that he repeats in his head about you're staying here because
we do that everywhere. Yeah. Every location we go to, you must stay here. You can't follow us. We have no use for you. Yeah.
For him, that's really important. And I think it would be interesting to be married to somebody like him.
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is.
He would have this entirely different outlook on the world than you or I have. He sees it differently. He sees a multifaceted world, you know, not just what we see. There's a whole nother dimension.
Yeah. Yeah. He says there's time. It's a blessing and a curse. He said there's days where it's, you know, it's amazing. And there's other days.
I could.
It's not so good. Yeah.
I could see that. A blessing and a curse. That describes it really well. Now, the Paracon event, that's coming up October 5th. You've worked really hard on that. And like we said earlier, if you're listening to this in 2025, there'll be another one the first weekend of October. But can you tell me a little bit about that, how that's set up? You've got vendors and I'm assuming speakers and maybe some events there at the Roadhouse.
Yes. So October 5th from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., we are going to have the Paracon itself, followed by 8 p.m. to midnight, a VIP investigation led by Get Haunted. Get Haunted, amazing group of investigators. They're going to come in and they're going to be doing like some of their Making Sense of Your Senses program and taking the group of VIP investigators on an investigation of this location. But then during the day, you know, during the Paracon, we got people like Josh Purvis from the Searchers. He's going to be there. He's going to be doing a presentation and, you know, visiting with everybody. Paraflix has some of their shows that they're a sponsor as well. They're going to have some people from their shows at the Paracon. We've got Nick Simons and Aaron G. Thompson. Netflix's 28 Days Haunted. They're going to be there. So, you know, besides that, then we've got what makes this Paracon unique. It's not all celebrities. It's a lot of teams as well. And, you know, different people in the paranormal community all coming together, metaphysical vendors. You know, we've got your witchy people, your Bigfoot people, your alien people, you know, all different things. So we're saying it's the Paracon by the community, for the community, and that there's something for everyone. We're going to have over 20 mediums there doing readings, tarot readings, mediumship readings, oracle readings, bone throwing, pet communication, astrology. So, you know, if you're looking for a reading, this is your place. One thing that's super unique, and we did this last year, we're going to do it again this year. Josie Roberts of Silent Explorers, she's a deaf paranormal investigator.
Oh, that's interesting.
She's going to take, she is amazing to investigate with. She's going to take two groups of 10 people into the building. They're going to put in earplugs and they're not going to be able to talk. So they're going to investigate how she does with their hearing gone and not able to speak. They're going to go in and investigate and learn how she does it.
That
because, you know,
cool.
You or I go in and hear things.
Yes.
Yeah. People loved that last year. So we're going to do that again. We've got Kat of Paranormal Exposures. She's going to be doing a scrying class for people wanting to learn how to scry. Rick Hayes, he's a 2-time psychic medium of the year and consistently in the top 20 mediums of the country. He's going to be doing a presentation and then a 2-hour gallery reading for people who want to participate in that. So we're going to have 3 presentation rooms going all day long.
And is everything happening in the building? I mean, you've got plenty of space there.
Everything is happening in the building.
That would be so fun. And the best...
It really is.
What's the best way for them to get information? Because I saw it on your Facebook page.
Yeah, the best is follow the Facebook page, and there's also the event. So we're posting on the Facebook page and in the actual, there is a Facebook event. You know, you can get plenty of information on it there. And the best part is your general admission, just to come in, and you can spend all day there, it's only $5.
Oh, crying out loud. That's a good deal.
That gets you into, you know, like all the presentations and things. No, your gallery readings and, you know, yeah, the VIP investigation. Shadow Hunters is going to be doing an Estes experiment. You know, things like that. There are additional ticket fees, you know, but $5 gets you in all day, and 100% of all that money goes to the preservation and upkeep of the historic landmark.
You did a great job with putting that together, and I know you're still working on that, but you've done a really good job. That's going to be really interesting.
Well, thank you. Hopefully you can make it there.
I would so love that. I mean, it's not that far from my sister's house. It gave me a great reason to go see her. Then her and I could go there together. It would be so fun. That would be so fun. Well, Candy, thank you so much for doing this. This was really interesting. So,
thank you. Thank you very much. It's been fun.
They can just go to Haunted Rock Island Roadhouse, just search for that on Facebook and get all the info there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And that wraps up our conversation about the Haunted Rock Island Roadhouse with Candy Slater. For more information, just search Haunted Rock Island Roadhouse on Facebook. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive, you'll also get advance episodes without the commercials, you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up on patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.